VentureCast. Welcome to Get Real with Dr. Renee. With her extensive experience as a double CEO, therapist, and renowned treatment specialist, Dr. Calvert's approach to recovery and emotional freedom is unique and diverse. Dr. Calvert's innovative and unfiltered perspective sheds light on the importance of being human and encourages guests and listeners to get real. Joined by Bindi Hyde, producer, coach, and founder of Ethical Change Agency, on a mission to spread collective change, understanding that it starts with us. It's time to get real. In this episode, we get real with special guest Curly Velasquez, a Los Angeles-based artist who was discovered at BuzzFeed Studios, where he became an internet favorite. You can currently see him in season 2 and 3 of Vida on Stars and in Netflix's hit documentary Mucho Mucho Amor. Curly returns to get real with us and shares his prayer to the universe and how we can be perceived by how we are seen rather than what we can contribute to the world.
You know, in the it's always like in the beginning there was God, right? And so it's almost like we're just this flash where we exist and we're here and there's no going back now. The spirit now is aware of itself. There's no going back. And so today's prayer was very much like, thank you for this version of spirit and consciousness that has been manifested in this body, right? Like this version of you that you have decided to create in this version of you, essentially. And may I make you proud. May I go as hard as I can, as beautiful as I can, as ugly as I can. May I go hard, right? Not, and that's, I got to think of the better words for that. But
that's okay.
Essentially,
it all works.
Essentially, it was kind of like, how do I make you proud, universe? Because yeah. I also look at us. Do you know, like, okay, I don't know if you guys ever did this when you guys were kids, but were y'all obsessed with any collecting anything at all? And then you would like lay it out in front of you and be like, whoa, now I have 10 of these Beanie Babies or 10 of these like baseball cards. Like you just look at them and you love them so much and they all mean something so important to you. I think that the universe does that with us, where it like looks at all of us and goes like, whoa, like look at all of these, like each one plays a really cool part in the collection. Each one has a story. And I think the universe, consciousness, the creator is always like, go off. Like, another sidebar, do you remember those little like ballerinas that you would place? They had like wings and you would place them on this like little handle gun thing and you would pull this lever and the ballerinas had wings and they would spin really high in the air and they would fly. Yes. I'm always like, the creator's just out here just spinning us out, just spinning us one by one and watching us fly. And it's like, go, 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 go. Like, so I never look at anybody, whether you're the president, the vice president of the United States or the world, or somebody who is like cleaning a toilet. Like I never look at like, wow, you're more significant in this world than you're more. I'm like looking at it as like the creator has set you forth into motion, into movement. How do you then choose to honor that version of them? How do you choose to thrive and like spin out in the air and just have as much fun as you can, you know, like, it's not that serious. Everyone's good. We're all going to fucking die. We're all going to fucking go. 3 generations later, no one's going to remember who the fuck you are, no matter what you did, unless they make a movie about you, which, you know, it's like, are they? Because they're just making the same movie over and over and over again. Anyway, now I'm going too deep.
Okay, no, there is no, believe me, with me, there is no too deep. I'll just be like, I need 4 more hours with you and like, you know, a tent to go into, you know, that's what's going to happen. It's like, let's just talk about this off air, you know what I'm saying? But what I'll tell you is that there is no too deep for me. And the reason for that is, and then there's also the levity. And I think that's also the importance, right? It's kind of like a scuba dive. And that's what I tell people when they hold my hand, right? When they're going through the trauma process. Bindi knows this, you know, there are people who have reached out and have said to me, you know, why don't you name drop? Why don't you do that? You work with so-and-so. They openly say you work with so-and-so. Why don't you name drop? And why? Because that's a life. They're responsible for that life. They created that life. Something so much bigger than me created that life.
That's also very Virgo of you, by the way. Very, very, very Virgo of you. Can I tack that? Bindi, what's your sign again?
Gemini.
Oh, love Gemini. Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going. I'm sorry.
No, it's totally fine. My mother's a Gemini. And so we've already discussed this. So yeah, I carry all the things, right? Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. And then beyond that, just culturally, like I'm made of everything hot and nothing cold. Uh-huh. Like, there's nothing. Like there's no Norwegian, there's no Scottish, there's no English, okay. There's no anything. I'm just made of all of the hot blooded things that beautiful. Decide to get together and make mad orgy sex with one another. And that's honest to God, love. How I came about. And so one of those things where when I hear you speak the words and the philosophy and whatever, it taps into something like multi-generational for me. Like I'm like, oh yeah, you know? Like it's almost like a little bit of a turn on. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, speak to me more. Yeah, say more in Greek. You know what I mean? It's like, order me a gyro, you know, like whatever. Like, it's like, whatever.
She's like, speak Greek to me.
Right? Yes. Yeah.
So once and for all, it's gyro.
I know. It's not a fucking gyro. A gyro is a part of a plane. A gyro is what you put in your mouth gyro. And you eat. Okay. Yes, exactly. So to honor my best friend, actually, who ironically talk about things that bring things together, mm-hmm. my best friend, whom I went to high school with, mm-hmm. is the reason who's a phenomenal photographer, who's a phenomenal human being. But more than anything, it's just he's my best and longest friend.
Yes,
and he's also a tremendous father. And one of the things I love about him is how he laughs at himself and how he'll say things in front of himself. And I'll be like, hey, and I'm such a lucky, lucky auntie because I don't have babies, physical babies. Mm-hmm. It's not in the cards for me. I decided I didn't want to. It was just, I didn't want to. I am mother to so many that I decided I didn't want to actually physically.
You're like Oprah.
And you get one and you get one and you get one, but I only had one uterus, so I just don't want to give birth that many times.
Yes.
One of the things he taught me about pit bulls is that so many people, and I think this is like part of like this whole overall concept, right, is how we're seen by the outside world and then what we actually have to contribute, right?
Yes.
Pit bulls, people look at pit bulls and they look at them and they go, okay, pit bulls are evil. Mm-hmm. Pit bulls are scary. Mm-hmm. Pit bulls are aggressive. Pit bulls are fighting dogs. Mm-hmm. And what Mike actually talked to me about and taught me about, I've never been afraid of a dog. Thank goodness. I'm a dog person, right? I'm like, my dogs have souls. If you ever want to know about them, not, you know, sometimes people can question, have we as humans lost our souls? Like, is there a soul? Is there a spirituality? And like, have you ever looked into the eyes of a dog? Mm-hmm. Have you actually looked into their eyes? Because if you have, you won't question whether or not there's something higher anymore because there's such unconditional love there. And for somebody else, that may be their cat, that may be their whatever. But for me, my dogs remind me on the daily, you know, I've seen like those bumper stickers, like, let me be the person my dog thinks I am. You know,
because if I'm the person
my dog thinks I am, I swear to God, I'm Beyonce every day.
Yes,
like every day, it does not matter. I'm Beyonce. I am 5'7" and gorgeous when I wake up without any, that's the kind of love my dogs have for me.
Yes. So funny because I feel like my dogs are like, hey, welcome back. Welcome home. Like they're home. Right? They're never like, what?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
They're like, oh God, who did we get? You're not Beyonce. I'll see you
But that's exactly the energy you generate. It's like, you're just one of us, bro. You know what I mean? They're just like, hey, welcome home. Well, you know,
welcome home.
Here you are. We've been waiting. So where's our food? You know, where's our
food?
You know?
Exactly, exactly.
But the idea is pit bulls are seen that way because of what humans imbue into these animals. The reason why pit bulls are aggressive or they are fighting dogs or they are whatever is because they want so badly to please their family. They want so badly to protect. And if they are trained to protect in an aggressive way, they are strong. There's a reason why it says like, I'll hold on like a pit bull, right? Because when a pit bull bites, it's strong and it doesn't let go, right? And so I consider myself and the work I do as like the friendliest pit bull you'll ever meet in your life, right? I'm like that advocate that just sinks in. And it's like, if you want me to be with you, then I'm like stuck into your ass cheek.
I love that. Like,
going places. You know what I mean? Like, we're going places. So long as you decide, like, this is still what you want. Like, I'm sinking in. I'm digging in deep. I'm along for the ride. But there's nothing aggressive about it. It's like the aggression is the loyalty. You know, that's the idea, is that is what we imbue as good and evil, or as aggressive, or as something that we see as a trait. You know, pit bulls are seeing their faces and whatnot. I've seen somebody look at a pit bull before, and some people will look at the dog and say, oh my God, what a beautiful dog. And other people will look at the dog and be like, oh my God, I'm terrified.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Like, it's so interesting what, and we do the same to humans, right? What I understand, what looks like me, what feels like me, what feels different than my experience, and that which feels different, I either am willing to learn about and grow from, or I need to remove it from my world because it scares me because I don't understand it.
Absolutely. Right?
Thank you for tuning in to Get Real with Dr. Ronay. If you've loved the show and would like to experience coaching with coaches like Dr. Ronay or Bindi through Live Treatment Concierge Services, visit livetreatmentvip.com.
Electric Acid. Welcome to the Candle Power Hour. Come with us backstage, behind the scenes of show business spanning over four decades and bringing you the experiences that can only be told by the people who were there.
Our guests are from the A-list, the F-list, and everyone in between. Get set for some of the most insane, hilarious, and inspiring stories you will ever hear.
I'm Mercury.
And I'm Diego.
Your host for the Candle Power Hour.
Welcome to Sara Talk Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned into a bit of a different type of show. I'm Sara B and I'm your host. You can find me on my IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA. I talk about amazing, relevant conversations and topics and what functions that goes on in this magical, wonderful, wonderful city of the City of Angels. My IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA.
Electric Acid.